Now, 3 centuries ago, a tree was growing in Waukesha County. That tree is still with us, a bur oak, and it's one of, if not the biggest of its kind in the state. It's located on private property, so the public doesn't normally get to check out this historic tree, but a conservation event in a few weeks will give people a chance to see it. Tizza Meyer has been looking after the tree, which is standing in the middle of the farm she owns. Tizza, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we've been saying this tree is old, but how old is this tree we're talking about?
Well, actually, it was decided that the tree was an acorn in 1711 by climatologists. Pardon?
1711.
1711, yes. It's over 300 years old and still healthy and still doing well.
And I'm sorry I interrupted. You were starting to say how they figured out it was that old. How do we know that?
Well, in 1988, some climatologists from the University of Wisconsin in Madison decided to do some borings on some old trees to see if they could check on climate change. And they decided that there were 12 very old trees on this farm. So they came in and did borings on those 12 trees. All 12 of them turned out to be over 200 years old. But the champion by far was the one that is beautiful here outside my home.
Well, describe this tree. What does it look like if we're standing next to it and under it, I guess?
Well, I like to think of it as a giant elephant foot. It's 23 feet around the base, and it's over 60 feet tall. But most of these trees, the bur oak tree, grows very similarly to the live oak of the South. They are very muscular, and their branches will go all the way to the ground if you leave them to grow as they will. Unfortunately, most people prune them somewhat to get under them or whatever, but they're beautiful, beautiful, healthy, strong, muscular trees.
How does it feel to be, you know, just hang out in your yard with something that is, you know, 300 years old, three times older than any human in the world, the oldest human?
Well, I like to think of this as history. Actually, the tree has been here since the Revolutionary War. It has seen so much history. It has seen the Native Americans, the first settlers, the first loggers, the first farmers, and I wish it could tell me those stories. Sometimes I make up my own because I have an idea of what she has seen, but I refer to her as seat. She still produces acorns, and I call her the queen.
You're an artist yourself, I understand. Are you inspired by the queen?
Oh, absolutely. I'm inspired very much by the property in general. There are many, many old oak trees here, and the first settler was a man from Wales. So he was from a rocky land, and we are right at the edge of where the glacier dropped the stones. So we're in the terminal moraine, and the farm has actually 4.5 miles of the thrown farmer stone fences on it. Each 18 to 20 acres is divided by the stones that were thrown out of the fields. And a lot of the oak trees are growing near those stones, and they were not disturbed because they were not needed to be cleared for the farmer.
Now, people in a few weeks in an afternoon, they'll get an opportunity to see the queen and I think some of these other really old trees on your property. Can you tell us about the Waukesha County Land Conservancy's Oaktoberfest?
Well, the Oaktoberfest is a little celebration. Actually, it's probably going to turn out to be a big celebration. But we're celebrating the oak trees because it's very necessary for us to have these trees. They give us virtually the air we breathe, and many of the different species of oaks have fallen to disease, the white oaks and the red oaks. And so far, the bur oak has been healthy, and we want to keep it that way. So the Waukesha Land Conservancy, as well as some people from northern Illinois, are very much in keeping with helping these trees to survive. Sorry there, I had a little break.
That's okay. Now, can you tell us
one of the things that happened that really was so intriguing to me. Not long after we bought this farm, my doorbell rang, and there was a gentleman there with about an 8 or 10 year old little boy. And he said, "I understand you have the champion bur oak tree. Do you mind if we look at it and photograph it?" And I said, "No." And I said, "Are you spending the day with your son looking at trees. And he said, actually, we're spending the summer looking at trees. Hmm. We're going around to see all of the champion trees of every species in Wisconsin. And I couldn't help but think of how many children know of all the sports champions, but how many really know about the champions of Mother Nature. It was very impressive to me.
Wow. What does it mean for it to be a champion bur oak?
It has to be the biggest. It doesn't necessarily have to be the oldest, but it has to be the biggest. Fortunately for me, mine is also the oldest, biggest and the oldest.
Can you tell us the story of when you first moved onto the farm and discovered all these trees?
Well, actually, I'd been looking for some land. I wanted something like 20 acres. However, I kept looking, and I didn't find anything that appealed, and something told me that I would find something that had some spirit and would speak to me. And there was a tiny ad in the paper one Sunday morning, and I told my husband, I don't know, it's 160 acres. I think we ought to check it out. It's more than we want, but we ought to look. We came out here. We were the first people to arrive. And when we parked the car, it had been raining, and suddenly there was a rainbow. And I opened the car door, and a bluebird sat on the door. And it was like some kind of an omen to me. And then I saw the central lane of this farm with all of these old oak trees, and it just spoke to me. It was a very spiritual thing. And I think oftentimes in our lives, there are things that touch us in many ways. And this farm did that for me. And I knew that I had to get in here, restore some buildings, and keep it alive.
What do you think about when you think of all the people who have been on the land before you, from natives to that Welsh farmer to all the other people who have worked on that farm but left those trees where they were?
I think that I have great reverence for them. The farmer who had this farm before we bought it loved the trees, and he had little kids that would come out here, and one of the things that he had them do was join hands and see how many of them it would take to go around the big tree. And people still tell me about that. Those children are grown up now, but some of them are neighbors. And they say, oh, we remember Mr. Northey and how often he would have us come out and say, okay, hold hands and see how many it takes.
Now, you're the landowner of this property, but I understand you don't think of yourself as the owner of these trees.
I really don't. I feel that Mother Nature provides all of us with absolute wonder. And for me, it makes me feel so good that I can share some of this with other people. None of us take anything with us when we leave this earth. We'll all go away someday. That's part of Mother Nature's plan. But I do feel that anything we have on this earth that is spectacular as this tree should be shared. I love sharing it.
Tizza, thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
That's Tizza Meyer, who co-owns Stone Fences Farm in Waukesha County. We talked to her about a 3 centuries old tree still standing on her property.